Yeah. I can speak to Leslie Brown, please.
Yeah. Hi, this is her.
Hi, Leslie. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal, the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Leslie?
Not bad, not bad.
Fantastic. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Leslie? Please.
Yep, I do.
Okay. So just to let you know, Leslie, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
Excuse me. It's my role, Leslie, to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you've spoken to the team over in our customer care, and they've, you know, Billy has got your, you know, proof of addresses and stuff. But it's my role to go out and write to the likes of, you know, social services, education authorities, and gather as much evidence as I can for you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons for today's call is more about getting to know you, Leslie. And trying to understand, you know, the trauma you faced as a child, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life.
Mm-hmm.
With stuff that I can evidence, like, you know, being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues, then I can write to, you know, GPs, NHSs, rehabilitation centres, gather that evidence for you and paint a picture to, you know, Scottish Redress of not only Leslie Brown in care, but also, you know, Leslie because of care.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Leslie?
Yeah, I'll give you as much information as I can remember. It was a long time ago, but...
No, like I said, it's not about your time in care. It's more about you and, you know, you're saying your mental health and, you know, any sort of issues that you have now resulting or relating to, you know, past trauma, childhood trauma.
Yeah.
And then obviously I'll write to you like your GP and stuff like that. So I am sorry for, I do have to ask you some pretty tough questions, and I do apologise profusely in advance. I am sorry.
No, don't worry. Don't apologise.
Have you ever been diagnosed with depression or anxiety, Leslie?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Have you had medication from your GP for the
anxiety? Yeah, I've had different kind of things over the years.
Okay. Have you had any issues with alcohol or any substance issues, Leslie?
I don't drink much, but I smoke quite a lot of cannabis.
Yeah, no,
I have done since I was, oh God, 15, 14.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of my clients do smoke cannabis. Have you ever tried to come off the cannabis?
I have now and again, but I can't really cope. I think I've got some kind of PTSD. Well, I've been diagnosed with PTSD, but that's kind of things that have happened later in life. But I don't know if I had a wee bit before, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is why I smoke as much as I do.
Yeah. Do you get the cannabis from the doctor or?
No, but I'm actually looking into getting a prescription for it, because I hear we can do that now, so.
Yeah. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
So no issues with alcohol?
No.
Cannabis helps. I've got a real tough one, Leslie. That's the one that I always, you know, really don't like asking, but I do have to ask, so again, I am so sorry. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Leslie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that you thought that was your option.
Yeah.
Did that result in hospitalisation?
No, luckily not. No. Ah.
So what I'll do, Leslie, with your permission, is I'll write to your GP. I'll gather all your evidence about, obviously, your depression, your anxiety, even, you know, the diagnosis of PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
We'll we'll ask for a request for that. I know you said it's probably, you think it may be related to later on in life, but...
It is related. My son passed away 4 years ago, so that's probably related to that. So, but I had a bit of it before that.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss. So I'll write to your GP, Leslie. I'll gather all your information from there. And then,
are you able to access my medical records through that yet?
I will be able to access your medical records, yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Can I take your GP details, please?
It's bigger medical practice.
Interesting.
That's only now.
Chef, sorry, I put my notes in the wrong place. So it's bigger.
Bigger.
For me, please.
BIGGAR.
Bigger. AR, isn't it?
AR, yeah.
And is that
bigger? Is it bigger?
It's bigger.
Yeah.
So, an option.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we'll do is I'll write to you quickly. I'll also write to the social services and the education authorities of your setting.
Yeah.
I've got here that you were in Brownlee Children's Home?
No, Brownlee.
Yeah. Is that the only one is that the only care setting? Okay.
Yeah.
And was you known as Leslie Brown in okay. So what I'll do is I'll write to the social services and the education authority of your care setting. When I get your information back from your time in care, do you want me to share that with you, Leslie?
Yeah,
actually, yeah. Yeah. No problem. Okay. So when we get that back, Leslie, I'll send you copies of everything that I get.
Okay.
We'll go through it together. If you're uncomfortable going through it with me, Leslie, just let me know. I'll get one of my female colleagues to run through it with you.
Yeah, no problem.
It's not a problem. So we'll run through that together. We'll make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that we've collected.
Yeah, okay.
We'll run through all of your statements. Make sure your statements have everything in there. This may kick up, memories. Unfortunately. So it's going to be a tough call when we get the information back. But we can do that in one call. 10 calls. Mm-hmm. It's all at your pace, and
we'll
walk you through that. So once we've been through your statements, all of your records, we'll then pin your medical records to your claim before we do what's called our final submission to Scottish Redress.
So just
to let you know what we've done so far, Leslie, is we've we've lodged a complaint, if you like, with Scottish Redress. So we've let them know we are going to be claiming. We've got an application number for you. We've been recognised as your lawyer, but we've also told them that we are going to be providing them with support and evidence.
Right. Okay.
So they're not going to work on our case until we get that evidence. Shall we say?
Right. Okay. How long do you think this is all going to take, though?
Well, it's how quick I can get the information back from your social services, to be honest. Whereabouts is that? Brownlee.
It'll be Scottish Borders.
Okay. So it could take me 6 months. Worst case, could take me 10 months.
Right, okay.
But we do fight and threaten them under, legal action. It's in, obviously, our best interest as well as yours to get this information back as quickly as possible. So we do chase as much as we can, should I say. So once we do our final submission, Leslie, we then await what's called a panel date. It's where a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Redress will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, Leslie, so it's not like a children's panel, if you like. We don't need to attend. And then we'll get notification of hopefully the recognition that you deserve, and hopefully get you an offer of financial compensation as well.
That'd be good.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Do you have any questions for me on
Not really, no. No. No.
Okay. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Leslie, I just need to go back one step with you. Just to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. Obviously, I'm just about to embark on 8 to 10 months worth of work, so I need to make sure that you fully understand, you know, where you stand with us. And if you're still happy for me to continue with your case, then, you know, obviously I gladly will.
Okay.
So just to let you know, Leslie, you can actually apply for the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, you know, if you so wish to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, nobody takes that option. But that is an option. Option two, Leslie, is that there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress.
Uh-huh.
And they won't charge you any fees.
Right.
The reason they don't charge fees, Leslie, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Where they get, those law firms, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether the client wins, loses or draws their case.
Right, okay. Okay.
As a fellow law firm, I am unable to you know, discuss with you what those law firms' practices are and what they would do for you, or probably more importantly, what they don't do for you, Leslie.
Uh-huh.
All I can tell you is, as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly and definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
No. Okay.
What we do, Leslie, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself.
20%? Is it 20%?
Yeah, it's under no win, no fee contract. Our fees are capped at 16% plus VAT.
Right.
Which, obviously, for ease of maths, you can say 20%, but it's actually 19.2%.
Right.
What that means is, Leslie, no matter how much time, effort, and work goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 19.2%.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, Leslie, just for peace of mind, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract. Because you've been through such, you know, emotional turmoil in your life because of your time and care,
mm-hmm.
we as a law firm will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case. So
right.
What does that mean? Well, it means is if we fail to get you any compensation, Leslie, you will never pay us any money.
Mm-hmm.
We won't come looking for our money from you. Our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover all of our fees, our end. So it'll never come back to bite you, if you like.
Yes, that's good.
It's a genuine no win, no fee.
No fee. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Do you understand those three options, Leslie?
Yep, I do.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both perfect.
Okay. You signed some documentation with us, or you signed a no-win, no-fee contract with us on the 20th
mm-hmm.
of this month. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, change your mind period, if you like. Whereas if, you know, you have 14 days to change your mind,
mm-hmm.
and you can rip up any agreement you have with us and walk away.
Uh-huh.
If you were unaware of the 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed, Leslie, I can restart that from today.
Mm-hmm.
Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as your law firm, happy with our fees and happy for us to crack on, you have the right to waive the 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
Just crack on.
Yeah, you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off
period? Yeah, let's see.
Okay, perfect. You have my direct line now, Leslie. My name's Michael. I am going to be your caseworker now till the very end. If you need me for anything, you just pick up the phone and give me a call. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands and knows your background, you can always, again, just pick up the phone and give me a call. I wait for you now, Leslie, so you know you won't be wasting my time. Alternatively, Leslie, I'll write to you within 2 weeks with all my contact details, even though you have them, but officially. And I'll touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, either by email or a phone call, just to let you know how I'm getting on.
Right, that's great, thank you.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Leslie?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for being brave and talking to me. I really appreciate it.
No problem, thank you.
I'll go on try and start gathering some evidence for you.
All right, thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Leslie. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.